Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Daring hostage rescue in Gaza. The Israeli military says it brought out three men and a woman kidnapped by Hamas in the October 7th attacks. They say an Israeli anti-terrorism officer was killed. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Marcus Moore.
We've seen images of spontaneous celebrations in the streets of Tel Aviv and in other cities in Israel, really giving you a sense of how difficult this has been.
Hamas and Israel differ on how many others were killed in the raid. In Paris, President Biden and French President Macron welcomed the hostage rescues. The leaders also talking about Ukraine. Russian President Putin will not stop there. All of Europe will be threatened, says President Biden.
I proudly stand with France to support freedom and democracy around the world. That's what this spectacular week is all about.
More offshore beach patrols along Florida's Gulf Coast after two shark attacks yesterday. This is ABC News. The FBI has released hundreds of pages of documents in the investigation of O.J. Simpson and the 1994 murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. Major revelations? Nope, says ABC's Carlos Granda, Los Angeles.
It shows the FBI was very interested in the rare Bruno Mali shoes that were worn by the murderer. Detectives actually visited Italy to research the manufacturing and distribution of these shoes.
The winners of the Kentucky Derby and Preakness run in a field of 10 horses in the Belmont Stakes today, the third leg of the Triple Crowns at Saratoga Racecourse, about 180 miles north of New York City. These folks are already there. Any luck?
Two exacta boxes today.
Woo-hoo.
Big winner. We'll take it.
I won 85 cents.
We're losing.
Losing.
The Belmont Stakes are in Saratoga this year because Belmont closed for renovations. Sierra Leone opened as the 9-5 favorite with the undefeated Mindframe second choice. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a rainy 58 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for any light rain ending this afternoon, maybe some peaks of sun late, and a high near 70. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear, patchy fog, a low of 50. And tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, a few sprinkles possible tomorrow afternoon, with a high of 74 and northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and we have received 15 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today, and it's 58 degrees.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. On sale, Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Hormel flavored pork tenderloins that are great for the grill. Pork ribs starting at $2.50 a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Tortino's party pizzas, $1.50 each, or buy nine and get one free. Old Orchard frozen concentrate, apple, banana, and strawberry juice, $1.50. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
It's currently a rainy 58 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Casanova Reds home talent baseball game against Cross Plains today in Casanova has been postponed to a date to be determined. A single vehicle crash caused serious injuries. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a single vehicle crash occurred Sunday evening at approximately 7:30 in rural Lafarge. Chelsea Lynn Collar, 37, of Lafarge, was traveling east on State Highway 82 near County Road D, east of the village of Lafarge. While negotiating a curve to the left, the vehicle traveled onto the right shoulder. During an apparent overcorrection, Collar lost control. The vehicle traveled across the highway, went off the left side, struck an embankment, overturned, and came to rest upright. Chelsea Collar was not wearing a seatbelt and sustained serious injuries. She was transported to Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro by Lafarge Ambulance. A Wisconsin state trooper attempted to stop a vehicle for speeding early Wednesday morning around 4:15. The vehicle was traveling at 93 miles per hour in a posted 70 mile per hour zone. Shortly after the pursuit was terminated, the vehicle drove off the roadway while negotiating the exit ramp for US 151. A high-risk stop was conducted and the occupants were taken into custody without further incident. The driver, Reginald Cobb, 19, of Madison, was booked into the Dane County Jail for eluding, second-degree reckless endangering safety, misdemeanor bail jumping, and a probation violation. Additionally, he received citations for speed, operating a motor vehicle without a valid license, and absolute sobriety. The passengers were both cited for underage alcohol violations and released to a responsible party. The Vernon County Sheriff's Department is seeking your help with a burglary investigation. The incident occurred very early Thursday morning on Kramer Road in the town of Hillsboro. If you have any information, contact the Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123 or Vernon County Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. That's 637-8477. It is a rainy 58 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. Check washing is making a comeback. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Karen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
It's 59 rainy degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:11. There are many scams that have been around a while that are used to steal money from unsuspecting victims. One scam that has been around for a long time but has declined in popularity because the payment method has become less common is check washing. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reports that some signs indicate that check washing has been making a comeback in recent years. Michelle Reinen is from DATCAP.
If you've ever sent a check that was cashed, but the recipient said it never arrived, you may have experienced check washing. Check washing is a scam that involves changing the payee name and the dollar amount on checks and then having it fraudulently deposited. And so you could end up being out a lot more money than you planned. This usually happens when checks are stolen from mailboxes or acquired through some other dishonest means, and they're washed in chemicals to remove the ink. There are more advanced operations out there that no longer really wash the checks. They create counterfeit checks based on the real one and use editing software to change the details, even the check number. But regardless, the fraudulent check can then be filled out as desired, deposited by the scammer. It can even be sold on the dark web to that highest bidder.
Check washing is hard to prevent after a scammer gets their hands on the check, but there are precautions you can take to prevent it from happening.
There's some steps to protect yourself if you are writing checks. It can be pretty hard to prevent against those more advanced operations, but things that you can do is mail your outgoing checks at a post office. I mean, that way you know there isn't going to be a middle person on your end. Retrieve your mail frequently. Never leave it in your mailbox overnight. Maybe you want to get a secure lockbox or a secure box at your street to have the mail secure in. If you're going on vacation, ask the post office to hold your mail or have a very trusted friend or neighbor pick it up for you daily.
Michelle Reinen also suggests the best way to write your check, which could help prevent check washing from happening.
While this last method isn't 100% foolproof from all scammers, writing your check using a gel pen, it actually prevents ink from being washed away or off the check. So using a ballpoint pen, that's the type of ink that can be washed. But these new gel pens that are out there that even say combat check washing on them is the pen to use. So maybe buy one of those and keep it with the checkbook and use it for signing contracts and things as well.
Reinen says that the way the gel pen is developed, by using the type of ink that can't be washed away, helps prevent check washing. If you are a victim of check washing or any scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. A cancer cure ride for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination will be held Sunday. The ride is not only a rally for a good cause, but also a reunion. The Cancer Cure Ride will begin at noon with various activities happening along the route. Tom Hendricks is an organizer of the event.
Well, the route's going to be pretty nice. We're going to start out at Honkers in Muscadet, just the other side of the bridge there, and we're going to start there, and we're going to go to Boaz at the Lonesome Dove. We'll stop there for a little bit, and we're going to sell 50-50 tickets there and stuff so people can buy 50-50 tickets, and at the end they will draw for that, and hopefully somebody will win to get either the money back or they can donate it back to cancer or whatever they want to do with it, and hopefully we can get a good turnout for that.
There will be a chicken barbecue at Rockton, as well as a silent auction and door prizes. The cost to participate is $15 per person. The Cancer Cure Ride will be held Sunday, leaving Honkers outside Muscadet at noon, and will end at Sportsman's in Muscadet. All proceeds will go to Grace. For more information, call Tom Hendricks at 608-739-4321.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance wants to welcome you back to the farm. The 43rd Annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held Sunday, June 9th, 2024, at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm near Ithaca, Wisconsin. The cost is just $5 per person, and the event promises to be an experience your family will enjoy. Free buses will shuttle from the Ithaca Elementary parking lot. Visit Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th, from 7 to 1.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today is Saturday, June 8th. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center, died May 31st at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 this afternoon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at prattfuneralservice.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson is survived by her husband, Brent, sister, Sally and Dale Smith of Minnesota Lake, brother, Rick and Rachel Fox of Platteville, sister-in-law, Connie and Howard Anderson of Oshkosh, many nieces, nephews, grandnieces and nephews, other relatives and friends. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 5 to 7, and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey is survived by 5 children, Janet and John Mathis of Viola, Mark and Susan of Bettendorf, Iowa, Mike and Cindy of Eau Claire, Ken and June of Madison, and Kathy and Bill Stoltz of Hill Point. 9 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, a brother, Chuck and Bev Ritten of Spring Green, and a sister, Evelyn and Fred Peck of Spring Green. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center, died Thursday after a lengthy struggle with multiple health issues. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 5 to 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles Aber is survived by his wife of 35 years, Janet, a brother, Richard and Kay Aber of Alaska, a sister, Linda and Zeke Turner of Richland Center, and two nephews. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77, of Sun Prairie, died Thursday in Madison. A memorial service will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery, rural Casanova. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. Steve Saltweedle is survived by his wife, Linda, two children, Paul and Maureen Saltweedle, and Kimberly and David Upton, five grandchildren, and siblings, Diane and Dennis Dieter, Mary and Ronald Bearfield, and John and Ellen Saltweedle. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77, of Sun Prairie. Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro, died Wednesday at the Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Wednesday at 1 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro. Clarence R., son or Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel, died last Saturday at the Boscobel Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock next Saturday, June 15th, at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Food and fellowship will be available at the Tuffley Community Center in Boscobel following the service. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home next Saturday, June 15th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Clarence Byers is survived by brothers and sisters, Catherine Flansburg, Eleanor Friedley, Shirley Cornels, Harold Ivan, Bud Byers, Kenneth Byers, Karen and Bob Kuykendall, and Carrie and Sharon Byers, also many nieces and nephews. Clarence R., son Sonny Byers, 93, of rural Boscobel. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center, died Wednesday at UW Health University Hospital due to complications of sepsis. A celebration of life will be held next Saturday, June 15th, from 1 to 3 at the Hillesheim Family Farm on English Ridge. Burial will be at the English Ridge Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marty Hillesheim is survived by his wife of 47 years, Jodine, children, Keith and Mindy Hillesheim, Megan Dieter, and Nick and Melissa Hillesheim, seven grandchildren, his sister, Donna Bakken, mother-in-law, Lois Anderson, brother-in-law, Larry and Charmaine Anderson, and nieces and nephew. Marty Lewis Hillesheim, 66, of Avoca, formerly of Richland Center. John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain, died Monday after battling heart disease and gallbladder issues. A memorial service will be held Sunday, June 30th at 1 at the Arena VFW. Friends may call at the Arena VFW Sunday, June 30th from 11 to 1. The Richards and Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. John Hale is survived by his wife of 55 years, Nancy, four children, Carrie and Michael Credico of Las Vegas, David and Dawn McGinnis Hale of Oregon, Sam Rosenberg of Plain, and Frankie Rosenberg of Madison. Seven grandchildren, a sister, Nancy Wilcher of Lee's Summit, Missouri, a brother, Paul and Carolyn Hale of Shelbyville, Indiana, mother-in-law, Dorothy Bowl of Lone Rock, sister-in-law, Susan and Dwayne Taves of Tomahawk, many nieces, nephews, and many other relatives and friends. John Morris Hale, 72, of Plain. Dennis E. Gunderson, 87, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held later this summer. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Dennis Gunderson include his wife, Inger, five children, Eric and Kathy, Hagen and Susie, Dana and Bill, Karen, and Kelda and Dave, nine grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a brother, Charles and Elaine, and many friends. Dennis E. Gunderson, 87, of Richland Center.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Congratulations to our area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Teresa and Josh Clary, Tom and Doris Trapan, Cody and Chelsea Clark, and Chad and Denise Dowell. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Saturday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a weak system is passing through Wisconsin today. It's been causing the light rain. Generally, amounts have been around a tenth of an inch or a little bit less across our region. That'll mostly move away from us by early to mid-afternoon, and we might even have a few peaks of sun develop toward the evening hours, but temperatures still a bit cool today. Slightly warmer tomorrow with more sunshine, but it will be breezy as a cold front charges through during the afternoon. Now, there will be a slight chance of a sprinkle tomorrow afternoon with that front, but don't expect much. Monday looks like a dry and quiet day. And then Tuesday, things start to get more active again as the next front rolls in from the Plain States. That could bring us a few showers or thunderstorms late Tuesday into Tuesday night. Warmer and more humid air will pour in for Wednesday, and with that, a pretty good chance of thunderstorms rumbling through Wednesday night into early Thursday. That could be the heaviest rain for the week. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Look for any light rain ending this afternoon, maybe some peaks of sunshine late, high temperatures anywhere from the upper 60s to low 70s, and winds variable, becoming northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear with patchy fog, low temperature about 50. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, maybe a few sprinkles for the afternoon, high 74 degrees, the wind northwest 10 to 20. On Monday, mostly sunny, low 47 with a high of 72. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy and breezy, 30% chance of showers later in the day, low at 48 with a high of 74. Wednesday, partly sunny and warm, low at 56, high 81. A good chance of thunderstorms coming in Wednesday night. Thursday, chance of rain early, then partly sunny and warm, low 63 with a high of 83. Friday, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid, low at 57 with a high of 78. Hope you enjoy your weekend. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher at WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently 59 degrees with light rain in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 76, our low this morning was 54. Our high so far today, 60. The record high for this date set in 1911 is 93. The record low, 37, was set in 1969. Last year's high was 77 with a low of 45. Sunset tonight will be at 8:40 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:21. Currently in Richland Center, we have light westerly winds. The barometer is a 29.85, and we have received 17/100ths of an inch of rain. Due to the rain today, the Casanova Reds home talent baseball game hosting Cross Plains has been postponed to a date to be determined. It is 58 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Waiting.
Saturday afternoon, everyone. That, of course, was Chicago off their Chicago 2 LP from 1970, 25 or 624. How's everybody doing today? Let's keep it on the trumpety side, shall we? These are Blood, Sweat, and Tears with Heidi Ho, That Old Sweet Roll.
I met the devil. He was mighty slick. Tempted me with worldly goods. He said, if you can have it, but when he laid that paper on me and he showed me where to sign, I said, thank you very kindly, but I'm too big to be a man.
Keep me in your heart, never let us part. Ooh, never leave me, please don't deceive me. I want you only, you must believe me. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. I adore you, and no one before you could make me feel this way, yeah. Since I met you, I just can't forget you. I love you more each day. There may be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one.
Singing, You're the One. Yep, tag, you're it. Here are the Young Rascals. Good Lovin'.
1, 2, 3.
Good love. Good love.
Young Rascals, Good Lovin'. We are going to take our first commercial break. Thank you very much for the sponsors of the show for letting me come in and do this every Saturday afternoon. Those businesses would include WP Dental, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Summit Ridge Supper Club, and Pine Valley Community Village. Thanks to each of them for allowing me to come in here and do what it is I do. So we will take a quick break, hear from our sponsors, and come back and listen to a little bit of Ray Charles right after these words.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental, you can have the same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Is a person ever too old to learn something new? Not at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Greetings, this is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Every day my staff and I learn new things from our residents. They teach us compassion, acceptance, resilience, and fortitude. Our residents endured the Great Depression and the Second World War. They teach us patience, sacrifice, and compassion. Our residents belong to the greatest generation of Americans. They are our heroes and inspiration. They help us maintain a habit of excellence and caregiving. They are the wind beneath our wings. No, it's never too old to keep learning. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, 875 West Side Drive, 647-8205.
There's always family here.
We bring the 50s, 60s, and 70s back to life every Saturday on Saturdays with Simo. And your host, Chris Simonson, on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
All right. Son.
Ray Charles with a live recording of What I'd Say. Hey, welcome back. Here is a little bit of Les Paul and Mary Ford with their cover of Vaya Con Dios.
The hacienda's dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although your many million dreams away, each night I'll say a prayer to guide you, to hasten every lonely hour of every lonely day. Now the dawn is breaking through a great tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my darling.
Since I've known